Now, one thing we have been activating since about 6 this morning is a traffic alert because we still have all northbound lanes of the Buckman Bridge blocked. This fiery crash involving two semi-trucks. I want to get you right out to an update with Florida Highway Patrol Sergeant Dylan Bryan live. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you were on scene. First off, what happened and what do we know about the extent of any potential injuries?
Yeah, good morning. Case is actually involving three commercial motor vehicles. One was actually disabled on a shoulder, waiting for a wrecker to arrive to remove that vehicle from the roadway. One truck was approaching from the rear, and what we believe at this point started suffering fatigue or just flat out fell asleep and veered off the roadway and struck the back of that first truck. After the collision, a debris field ensued, which a third truck ran through and was struck by some of that debris, so that's why the third truck was involved. But again, fortunately, no injuries were involved in this particular case. But unfortunately, we have a significant traffic issue that we've been trying to handle as quickly as possible. We do have safety contractors and personnel on scene trying to remove the debris field and the vehicles themselves. That way we can get this roadway open as quickly as possible.
Sergeant, because of the fire and then also the materials that JFRD crews had to put on to, and it's right at the base, if you're leaving Mandarin, like right over Scott Mill Road, if you know that area, will that require the Buckman to be closed northbound for hours or longer?
Well, right now, as you mentioned, due to the complexity of the scene, obviously involving fire and not only the debris that was caused by the crash, but also from the substance that fire rescue had used to extinguish. There is extensive cleanup required. We're watching it very closely. We have personnel on scene watching, obviously the waterway. The river is in close proximity to that, so we're making sure everything is handled appropriately. But as soon as that is cleaned up, we will certainly have things open as quickly as possible because we know this is a huge, huge and a drastic impact on traffic and getting our motoring public from point A to point B today.
On the southbound lane, Sergeant, is everything good for and safe for people to get on? This didn't impact southbound lanes out of Orange Park into Mandarin?
It did not formally impact the southbound lanes. Everything is good there. However, there is, the secondary collisions, we've had a couple of those reported. Basically, rubbernecking is happening. So that's where we're really encouraging people and reminding people to pay attention to their driving. I understand they wanted the issues going on, but it is important to know what's in front of you and what's happening. That way these additional crashes do not occur. So please pay attention to your driving. Get from point A to point B safely. Pack a little extra patience and obviously a little bit extra time this morning as the routes are changed.
Sergeant Dylan Bryan with Florida Highway Patrol. Your phone was breaking up in the very beginning. I just want to make sure that I heard you correctly. You believe that one driver of a semi-truck either began to fall asleep or may have been dozing and rear-ended a semi-truck that was pulled off onto the shoulder?
That's correct. The first truck was actually involved in a previous collision, so it was disabled for a wrecker on the shoulder. When the second truck was approaching from the rear, actually possibly fell asleep or was suffering fatigue, veered off of the roadway and struck the back of that other truck.
Oh, that driver going to face any charges?
Yes, sir. At this point, charges will be issued to that driver, but the investigation is still ongoing. That's preliminary information. But obviously at the conclusion of this investigation, if charges are applicable, we'll issue those accordingly.
Okay, got it. And again, no fatalities, no serious injuries?
That is correct. No injuries reported in this crash, and we're very thankful for that.
All right. Sergeant Dylan Bryan, we'll stay close contact with you. I know FDOT is also working very closely with you all, and you will be looking over the bridge here over the coming hours, perhaps. This is going to be a while because we still have the one truck that is on the bridge at this moment. We will update and reset for you weather and traffic just ahead on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.